you're going to get hurt, whether it's from your own expectations or whether it's from them. But you just have to find those people that are worth going back and having that conversation with. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome with my co-host, Evans.
Hillary.
If you guys don't know, oh, here's the deal on this podcast, and we'll discuss why she just said Hillary.
Yes.
It's not just because she loves herself a good power suit.
No, I do love a power suit.
You would look great in a white power suit.
Okay.
See how distracted we are? 1 second.
Yes.
Back to... We have five things to say already.
Yep.
Questionably Awesome is a podcast where we answer your questions and we also send a little prize-y-poo for an awesome review. And that's what we're going to do for you today as well. So
it's just a great all-around thing.
You know, it's a life-changing podcast for a lot of people.
It really is. It really is.
I mean, it is for me. It truly was
I love it.
I love my podcast, but I am missing 50%, probably over 80% of my personality is being held back by being more serious and studious. Are you studious on a podcast?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Because I'm like a student when I listen.
Yes.
And I just thought I need an outlet.
You gotta
Evans
let it
is
out.
A great outlet for me to let it all out.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. And I do wish I was wearing a power suit right now.
We can change that for next Thursday morning.
I love when actors wear power suits and they don't wear a shirt on. You know, they have the cleavage power suit.
I literally love that. Especially when like a swift breeze comes along.
Yes. There's nothing better than a swift breeze on your boobs.
But for real, you should rock that look one day. You know how we started with a crop top?
Yes.
Okay, so Evans was like, she didn't want to show her shoulders. Can you do it? Can you do the accent?
My shoulders?
She didn't want to show her shoulders. It's getting better. Okay. She didn't want to show her stomach.
No.
She didn't want to show her
anything. I want to wear basically a turtleneck onesie.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me.
I know. I don't know why. But you did wear a crop top.
Yeah. And it was the cutest ever. Summer's coming again.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to pull that crop top back out.
You are.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so power suit without a shirt underneath with like a long, like we're going to do the jewelry.
It's
going to be like a long, beautiful, like really thin
delicate
chain. Super delicate.
Yes.
But your hair is going to be like on point, super chic.
Oh, like, really cool. Like push back.
Yeah, like whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure on the shoe. I think a clear, maybe.
Like a Cinderella glass slipper?
But open toed.
Oh, I like it.
Naked toes.
I'm into it.
I know. So where are we going to wear that to?
Probably an award ceremony.
For our podcast.
Yes. A big award ceremony.
That we make up.
Yep.
I love
It'll
that.
Be at your house.
That's going to be great. It's going to be a fun
Chris
night.
Is the host.
Yeah. We'll drink and take pictures of ourselves.
I love it.
Send them to random people.
Sign me up.
Yeah. But you know what? We have so many handles of people.
Yeah.
Of our listeners, we'll just send this power suit picture randomly to people's DMs.
That's perfect.
It'll feel like we're celebrities.
But you know what? If you want to wear a power suit, you should do it. That's what the moral of the story is.
Because you're powerful.
Because you can do whatever you want.
Whenever you want.
Whenever you want.
With whoever you want.
Yes. How's your week been?
My week's been pretty good. You know, I'm still in the, like, I'm still going to talk about it because it's just our life. I'm still in the grieving period of waffles because it's like I'm walking by myself and that's weird.
It's so weird.
It's bizarre. And we have our really good days mixed with just sad moments now.
Yeah.
You just miss her. I miss her at night. I miss her in the morning. What the thing is that you don't realize that this animal infiltrates your relationship. Like Chris and I had a language with her that we used together. And like,
it's so funny because we actually still have kept the link. We keep her alive through that. Like, she would talk shit to Chris all the time. And I would use her to do that. Like, where are you almost rough of your own? Like, what are you ruining? Get off the stupid rocks. That's get. Are you almost off your phone? What are you doing? Get off the stupid box.
Yeah.
So all of these little cute synchronicities, I'm sure that you do with Adam through 100%. George, that you don't realize, you're all of a sudden you don't have that. And you had it for, you know, almost 14 years of your marriage, which is almost our whole marriage. So those are just those little moments that you just miss, but they're turning into like happy memories now.
I'm glad.
And I don't know what people believe, but truly I feel like they give you messages like afterward. And even if you think that I'm crazy, it's a nice thought. So go with it. Like, it's just, it's really interesting. And I've just been getting messages from the most amazing people, like support and love, and who also love their animals as much. And I think it's like, I'm like, why are we some sort of secret society who doesn't share how much we love our animals? Like, this is, why are we not sharing this? It's kind of crazy. So anyway, if you have, it's, and now I'm just seeing so many people who've lost their dogs now that it's in my scope, and I'm sending, now I know how to respond to it. I'm like, oh, I actually know how to talk to these people and give them a little bit of support. Cause I didn't know before.
Yeah,
I wanted to avoid it. Yeah. And I get it. If you're in that space where you have a pet that has not passed, it's like, you kind of do want to avoid it. And that's a great spot to be as well, because I loved living in, you know, what do you call that? Blissful naivety. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I love that freaking too.
Fantastic. I was like, I don't know what you people are talking about. My dog is going to live forever. So
that's great. Where I am right now.
Yeah, she's living on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's okay. Waffles is living forever. It's great.
Oh, she 100% is.
Yeah, she's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my week. How about
that's
you?
Good. My week's good. I think it's good. I've had my moments where, like last night, I got really frustrated at work and cried at work, and I hate crying at work, but sometimes you just got to let it out.
I'm an advocate of crying at work. If you're not if you're not some crazy like crybaby all the time.
No. Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, come on, let's learn how to handle our emotions in a you know, functional way. But I think crying at work is completely something that probably should happen maybe more. Seriously. Just to let it out.
You
even if it's at
after.
Your desk or in the bathroom, like whatever that looks like.
Exactly. I just had to go in the bathroom and just take a few breaths, and then I was better.
Yep.
Totally. Also needed to eat something.
Oh, well, I often cry right before mealtime. And I'm like, what does this mean?
Why am I so sad?
Because you need something.
Yeah, because you're hungry.
You did something big.
I did.
Tell our listeners what we did.
Okay.
I'm taking credit.
No, you're my accountability partner.
Okay, we did.
We talked about how I needed to have a creative appointment with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you have to put it on your calendar and you have to do it. And so I set it for Saturday. I think it was at 11. It was either at 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Put it on my calendar. Mm-hmm. So it reminded me an hour before. And then I had a quiet place and I just sat there for a little bit. Like, what am I doing? And then just dumped some thoughts out. And it helped. And now I have to set a reoccurring appointment.
So, but let's talk about what it looked like, because I don't remember if I told you, I think I did tell you before the first one, like it might not be fun. You might actually feel dumber. Like you might feel dumber. Like, who the hell am I to even, like, why? Why is this happening?
Yep.
And it can feel like such a freaking waste of time and can make you feel worse in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that, you just have to, because that's resistance. Welcome to sitting with resistance. Hey,
yes,
have you read that book?
Yes, The War of Art.
You should read it again.
I really should. That's a great book.
It's so inspiring. It's what got me through writing my book.
He's so right about everything.
Stephen Pressfield, The War of Art. He's a...
That's a great book.
Yeah, it's really crazy to watch how resistance comes in. I'm like, oh, I should totally buy this online.
Yes.
Oh my God. Stop. You don't have a social life.
Exactly.
Stop buying gold dresses.
Instagram. You bought gold dresses?
Yeah. I have like two amazing gold dresses that are like the Lume, like the super shiny ones. I was like, who do I think I am? Like, am I going out on New Year's the next 2 years or what?
It's for the award ceremony.
Oh, that's right. You get your white power suit. I'll wear my gold, solid gold dress.
Done and done.
Ready to go.
I love it.
Okay. Moving on. Okay. So your creative session, we're making it right after this podcast.
Yes.
And we are going to hold you on the next podcast.
Exactly.
That is pressure.
And I had to delete my Instagram app.
Oh my God.
Just for a little while.
Good for you. I'm so proud of you.
Just need a little break.
Fine.
It's a time suck right now.
Yeah, I get it. So many people talking about how they like Questionably Awesome is overwhelming.
Oh man. No, I got to get back on there.
You're like,
for all
oh,
those
shit.
Messages.
I'll send them to you telepathically.
Yeah.
You're like, ding, ding. You got a quote?
Yes. I don't know who said it. Adam actually told it to me. And it's discipline is freedom.
Oh my God. So good.
Isn't that good?
Goes with your creative sessions.
I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline is freedom.
Totally. I'm obsessed with that.
I
think
love
of that,
that
a
so
lot.
Much.
I thought of that a lot when I was writing. So crazy that you're thinking about that.
I know.
Because otherwise, you go bananas.
Yes.
Human beings are not meant to just be robots. You have to have a creative outlet or you have mm-hmm. to create. And the only way to create is to create boundaries and like have a disciplinary, plan
yes.
of action. Stay disciplined in it.
Yeah,
it
I
is.
Agree.
I'm disciplined in fitness.
Yes.
That frees me of like, worrying about my health. It frees me of not feeling proud of myself. It frees me of just not feeling good about myself. Yeah. All the things I'm disciplined in.
I love it.
I tend to have more happiness.
Yeah.
I do have more happiness.
And think about, because you have that, you have your workout every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you're like, oh, I already did that. So I'm good to go. I already
did my
workout.
I don't feel guilty. Where I used to like feel guilty all day long of like, I should move my body. I should do something good for me. I'm like, no. I cannot do it.
Nope.
What are you disciplined around that you love about yourself?
Probably making my bed and yoga.
Hmm.
Making my bed. There's something about making your bed that just makes me feel good. Personally.
I've so heard that from so many people.
I love it.
I do not make my bed and I
Which
don't feel bad about
me.
It.
Me.
But
of all people.
Yeah. Totally don't do that.
I think that that's great.
You know why?
Why?
Because my bedroom is built in a way right now. I think if it was like literally a part of my daily life, my bedroom is actually built in a way where it's like separate from my closet and my bathroom. So I never have to see it once I'm out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Like I'm like done with the bedroom. Like my clothes aren't, nothing is in there. Except when I do go
it's
to
like
bed,
a sleeping
I do,
area.
It's weird. When I go to bed, I do a quick makeup, which is bizarre. So mm-hmm. I make my bed.
Before
but not a
in.
Real making. Like I straighten the sheets and whatever before I get in because I do not like to get into a crumpled bed. So I guess I do make it in a weird way.
Yeah, you make it in your own way.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay, my quote and then we'll do a review.
Okay.
This quote is from Bob Marley. And he says, "The truth is everyone is going to hurt you. You just got to find the ones worth suffering for." Now, maybe it's not the most positive quote, but I've been talking to some people about... because I was on a couple different podcasts and they were talking about relationships and how they think they're hard and that, you know, they don't want to get into them because especially with female friends, like women with women friends,
right.
Especially because they're just afraid of getting hurt. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to be hurt and disappointed. It's, and they're not going to intentionally do it. And sometimes it's from our own expectation of, I mean, it could be from something as small as like, I thought we had a great time last week. Why aren't they texting me? And it's like that girl doesn't even text her mom in 3 months. And it's just not her thing. That girl is me. All right. So
we all have our thing like, that we do.
Yeah, they're not, it's not even personal. A lot of these things that are, you're being hurt by. And sometimes, I think we talked about this on a pod. Yeah, we did. I think it was maybe last week or the week before where you sometimes even hurt someone you don't even mean to, whether it's with gossip or something you say, because you're just in a negative place or you're in a bad mood and maybe it gets back to them and you're like, oh my God, this is one of the people that I love the most. And how did this happen? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of those things can happen in the beginning of creating better relationships if you're not used to being in them because we're human and we screw up. And when we don't love what we're doing with our lives, we tend to take it out on other people or block people out or make them bad or make them wrong because it's just what we do as protection.
100%.
So you're going to get hurt, whether it's from your own expectations or whether it's from them, but you just have to find those people that are worth going back and having that conversation with.
Completely agree.
Yeah. You got a review?
Oh yeah, I got a review.
She's wearing her Jenny sweatshirt, by the way.
Oh yeah, I love Jenny's.
This it's famous.
Sponsored by Jenny's ice cream.
I really want, it's not, but we need to. I want to just open a pint on Thursday morning at 7 a.m. I want to wait. What? I don't even know what time we do this at anymore.
I don't even know either, but I don't care because I'll eat ice cream any hour of the day.
We can call it pints and chats.
Yes, I will gladly bring Jenny's for us.
So pints and chats. I like it because it's interchangeable with ice cream and beer.
Yes, you can do beer. You can do soda.
I gotta say. Sparkling water.
Sparkling water. La Croix.
La Croix.
La Croix. Okay. Right. This is from Jess Phillips 14.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa.
Thanks, Jess.
You're going to love this. Highlight on my drive, exclamation point.
Damn.
I can't even explain how Lori and Evans can turn my morning around on my way to work, especially if I'm having a rough one. Even if it's not a new one, sometimes I'll just find a questionably awesome podcast to listen to because I know I will die laughing in my car while I sit in traffic. You two compliment each other so well and your laughs are contagious. I crave for a friendship like the two of you have. Thank you for brightening my mornings and reminding me that working on myself doesn't always have to be so serious. You ladies are the best.
That is amazing! Jess, we're going to do something for you right now. We're going to laugh together all at once for 5 seconds. Are you ready?
Ready.
Contagious. All right. So just scared her. She was like, okay, turning it off now.
She's like, I hate that.
All right. I take that all back. Please send a review to customerservice@loriharder.com. We're going to send you something awesome.
Oh, Jess.
Jess. We need to send her something for traffic. What would help in traffic?
Oh. What do you
really only have two things? So
a blanket,
a blanket. We're sending you a blanket for traffic or a thunder jacket.
Yeah, probably a thunder stress jacket.
We need to explain what that is for people who don't know what a thunder jacket is. That sounds really sexual.
Yeah, that does.
I don't know why. Maybe because thunder is related to the thunder down under.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this. I think there's like something called thunder beads. That were in a movie.
I feel like that was in 50 Shades of Grey.
Or American Pie.
This is not that.
No. A thunder jacket is something that you can purchase for animals when they're stressed out because it feels like a hug.
Yes.
So I think they should also have human thunder jackets.
I agree.
Because sitting in traffic is stressful. So whenever you feel it, you just like, there should be like a little hand pump for it that you, it's like a Nike pump. So when you feel extra stressed, you're like, I need a hug. It's a hug pump.
Yes.
And you're like, how many hugs do you need? And every time you squeeze it and you're like, hug, hug, hug. They're just getting so much love.
Ugh. Wow, Jess, you're getting the first ever hug blanket pump. Hug pump.
I'm making that. We need to make a questionably awesome hug jacket.
Honestly, I would wear it. I feel like it's metallic pink or something.
Oh, it for sure is.
I would wear it.
On the back, it's just like an actual picture of arms around you, like someone's hugging you. Like it's just the arms in the back. So you look like you're in a habitual hug
That's
from behind.
Really cute.
Oh, I would just love that.
I'm sorry, but that would sell here.
I think it would sell here.
Worldwide.
Yeah, it would. And it would like, I don't know. We definitely need to attach the pump. And just when you're in line, just you can pump it when
hug
you're stressed
yourself.
Out at your coffee shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So do you have a question?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of hug pumps, these questions are about tribe. And
I like it.
This is from at ALSTW22. All stew.
I love that human robot.
Me too. We finished your book. Now what? Half of us want to keep going and the other don't seem like they're interested or committed.
Rock on. I love this question. Welcome to building a tribe. So you're going to move forward with the ones who are excited. Please do not drag the other ones. It's not your responsibility. And this is like bringing me down the rabbit hole because this is such a beautiful example of what really happens all of the time. So you are going to just move forward with the people.
Yeah.
That already feel committed and in this relationship of building a tribe. But you're also going to let it be okay that the other people may not be interested. And you're going to be so grateful for the time that you spent with them. Because some people are only meant to be on that journey for a little while. And the other ones are meant to stay on your journey longer, whether these people are now for a lifetime or whether they're not. So these people that you're continuing forward with might only be for the next month or year or 5 years. And then the same thing might happen. Like this is literally how life goes. So it may be a time thing. It may be an energetic thing. It may just not be jiving with them. Great. That is freaking awesome.
Yes.
You found a couple people that want to move forward. So what you're going to do is you can, in the back of the book, the very last chapter, you can read another book. You can go chapter by chapter and come up with your own questions, or you can just ask what came up for you around this. Still set the timer for the same thing, mm-hmm. or you don't even need a book. You can now move on to the mastermind structure yep. that I use with my people who, you know, I wrote the book around, and that is just, you can do, depending on how many people are in it, set it for an hour, mm-hmm. set the clock. You have the person who still does the prayer. You have the person who still runs the time. All the same thing, just with, hey, what's coming up for you? What do you need help with? And believe me, you'll end up filling that time. So that's exactly what we do. We do 20 minutes each in my mastermind every other Thursday.
Yeah.
And we end up just filling 20 minutes solid. And we'll stop at like 15 if we want feedback from them.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. So you don't even need a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, continue on with your smaller structure. Crew. There's only three of us. So honestly, I think I'm going to start one more with another girl, but we're going to do it around like a prayer book, actually, because I'm feeling like I just want to...
Oh, I really like that.
Yeah, I want to talk more about just, you know...
Spiritual.
God and the universe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that.
So there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here's another one from at Lauren K. Sorensen.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How do you find your tribe when you travel a lot?
I would love for you to weigh on this too, Evans. Because also you have a tribe that's back home.
Yes.
So I think that's really
long
fitting.
Distance. Because
it's like you're on a constant trip
yes.
from them.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go. You go.
You go.
You go.
You.
You go.
Fine. All right. You just sound like you're a car ad now. It's ridiculous.
You go.
You sounded like a Yugo driver, just so you know. Looked like it too for a second. I don't even know what that looks like, but it was cute. It was cute. All right. So tribe when you're traveling.
Travel
here's,
tribe.
Here's the best thing. Make friends with the flight crew. Just kidding.
That's what you do. You make your tribe are now flight
You know
attendant.
What? It's like 2-hour friends. It's great. There, no commitment. No worries. They bring you food. Best type of friends. Done. Don't let those people in. You don't want to be vulnerable.
No,
hell
don't tell
no.
them anything.
That's pain.
Just use them.
Stay isolated. Okay. How do you find them when you're traveling? Here is the deal. A lot of my friends aren't even here. And so this is perfect because it's what we were talking about. I have reached out to people, whether it's online or different people that I've had a, you know, a very like smaller relationship with, or people who I think would be interested in having deeper connections.
Yeah.
And I did my book with them. Like, try that. Do every other week. And what's going to happen is what you just heard from the last question. Some of the people are going to stay with you and be interested in a relationship. Some people are going to be done after the book. They're going to be like, this isn't my jam. I'm not really into connecting over the phone or via Zoom or whatever
yeah.
every 2 weeks. But you are going to find some people who are. And maybe once the book is done, you're going to go down to a month or whatever that looks like. Or maybe you start planning, you know, like my group of friends who doesn't live here, they are in the girls that I connect with every other week. One is in Colorado and one is in Costa Rica. So we will try to come together at least once a year.
Yeah.
I get to see the one in Colorado more, but we try to get together at least once a year. So then you do things like that and you travel to them. But
exactly.
I think deep connections and relationships don't have to be in person at all.
Same.
Like as long as you're talking, you know, and not just texting or messaging, as long as you're actually talking, mm-hmm. It does fill a big void. Now in person is best because you actually feel like the energy from them even more, but,
huge.
You can really, really make really deep, connections that change your life, even if not.
Yes. Totally yeah. agree. It's like a long distance. I think it can be hard when you travel or when you're new to a city and you're
yeah.
like, I really want a deep friendship with someone.
Yeah.
But that takes time.
Yeah.
And I guess for me, what's helped is getting the guts to ask someone for coffee or something like
yes.
that. I'm trying to get so much better at it. It's constant work in progress.
Yeah.
I will just like, oh, I'm okay. I'll just hang out with myself and my dog. But
totally.
Really, you need human time.
I know.
It's hard. So maybe your coworkers, or maybe if you're traveling with work or something, I know it's kind of weird, but you could be like, hey, do you want to have coffee or something?
Totally.
At least you'll get that human connection.
And really, that's what I think sometimes we, man, I don't know if it was because we were born like in the 80s and 90s and we watched Saved by the Bell and Sex and the City. And we just think we need this like group of besties that's in person.
Yeah.
I really don't know many people who have that, especially if you've had to travel or you have moved. Like,
yes.
I never understood it because I moved so much and I didn't freaking go to high school or college. So I never ever had that. So I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to have it because I didn't do these things that make those things possible in your life.
Yeah.
And I just don't actually think it's even the case. I think that we have this fantasy, just like how we all grew up watching Disney and thought that like our prince is going to come save us. And now we're, you know, deflated because like there's not, it's not happening. Mm-mm. So
unfortunately, I'm like,
oh, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Got it. I mean, it's a different version, but it's just not how it works. And I think that we are that way with friends. I think we're in a fantasy land of how it actually is. And I think not one person can be everything for you. You're not going to have this diehard crew like on Sex and the City. Like you may, but you probably won't see them every Wednesday for Cosmopolitans.
No.
And stay as skinny as them. So I was like, who? What is?
Right.
Can I drink this much and eat this food and wear these clothes?
Exactly. And afford that apartment and be on her writer's salary? I just don't. I think there are a lot of holes in that show.
There's a lot. There's a lot of things missing there. But I was like, I know how much writers make, okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Not a lot.
No. That's
but
so true.
But she can afford the Cosmos and the Manolos.
You know, Manolos.
Manolos?
Manolos and Cosmos. Apparently, we did not watch it as much as we.
Nope.
I did. I watched the whole season through once.
Me too.
Before I had friends. Yeah. I'm not even kidding you.
You did?
Oh my gosh. When we first moved to Waukesha, like it was the first time we moved like away from just all of our friends. I knew no one.
Yeah.
Waukesha is in Wisconsin, guys.
Waukesha.
And it's
tiny?
Explained by the name. That's about it. Like literally Waukesha. That's it. There's a water tower.
Wow.
It was super exciting.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It was like a very small town. Anyway, moved there and got the house set up, did all, you know, painted things that didn't need painting, took care, manicured the yard that didn't need manicuring. And then I was like, what do I do with my life? And then I cried a lot. And then I discovered Sex and the City. And it kept me really busy for maybe it wasn't a day. It was definitely like a week.
Yeah.
But I went in a rabbit hole and I loved it. And it was life changing. And I was probably like 5 years after the it actually ended.
Yeah.
But oh my God. It is the most amazing show,
it
but
really
then it
is.
Also just made me feel like the most pathetic loser.
Me too, because their lives are so exciting.
Oh, I would be drinking in my living room by myself, just like I was one of their friends. Like, and then I started getting dressed up every day to watch it. No,
oh,
I didn't.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't.
Did you?
No, but what were you thinking when I told you that? Like,
I
holy shit, this is commitment. That's
like,
a little
really
weird.
Really nice lipstick. That's what I was picturing. Like, oh, I could see that.
It was not a bad idea, though. I think girls like did that with like they had parties around it because they had friends.
Yes.
Who are these women?
They're friends? The people that we want to have tribes with.
Yeah, you're right. You got another question?
Oh, yeah. How do you stay connected to your tribe when life gets busy?
It's an intention. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now, life is getting really busy again in a good way. And I'm also so clear that I'm not happy without community. Mm-hmm. So even though I want to cancel it every time it comes and it's with people I love, and I think we want to cancel it because it feels like we can because we love them and we hope they understand and it just feels like I need my space. And truly, it feels like I need downtime. And sometimes you do.
Yes.
And sometimes I do cancel. But I know that my life is so much better with community. And like, I don't want to feel how I feel when I'm not doing it. Like it's so easy to get caught up in work or so easy to get caught up in just like, oh, I need more sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I need to recharge.
I do that so much.
It's like, then change what you're doing with these people. Then go for a hike instead of going out to drinks. Because that's probably what's exhausting you. Like Yeah, it is exhausting to go to dinners on Saturday night with people and then wake up feeling a little hungover if you had too many cocktails, even though you had the best time of your life and it was worth it.
Yes.
But yeah, that can start to wear on you and be like, even though I love it, it's really wearing on me. Mm-hmm. So switch it up. Like, have those amazing dinners that you don't regret, but then also the next weekend, maybe just do a hike with some people that you love.
That is such a great point, because even though I feel like in your 20s too, it's all about like, let's get drinks, let's do this. And then as you get older, you can't do that as much.
No.
Because you'll die the next day.
You will.
You will and actually die.
You will. It's just, it's a slow, horrible death.
Yeah. And now you can just be like, why don't we go to a soul cycle or a spin class or just twiddle our thumbs and then have a green juice after.
Totally. It's some of my favorite stuff. Mm-hmm. Really. And I love friends who are diverse, who we can be like, hey, can't do dinner. We gotta exercise. Yes. Like, it's what's going down.
One of my friends back home, when we lived close to each other, we really like dollhouses, and she found a miniature dollhouse museum and we went to it.
Oh my God. Was it good or was it just creepy?
It was a little bit of both, but they seriously had these dollhouses, and one of them had like a silver platter of little oysters. Like, that's how detailed these dollhouses were.
Wow.
It was amazing.
I want a doll that likes oysters.
Right? It was the coolest thing. It was probably one of my top five friend dates.
Wow. I feel as though the next time I buy a doll, I'm going to have a questionnaire. Do you like oysters?
Yes.
And the doll will be like,
yes.
No, move. Yours was more positive. I was going to move on to my second doll, but your first doll was all about it.
Telling you, if you're ever in Charleston, there's this dollhouse museum. Get to it.
There's an Aphrodite doll.
That sounds so creepy. I'm sorry, everyone.
Aphrodite doll.
There are a lot of thunder beads there, too.
She's just got a giant necklace on. Oysters. Right. On that note, we'd like to, here's the thing. We had this whole podcast and it was only awesome. So we had to throw in the questionable. Yeah,
we had to make it weird.
Yeah, it doesn't live up to its title if you don't throw in the questionable. So, all right. When's your next creative date? We're going to work on that right afterward?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make it right now.
Okay. We'll make it rain with creativity. All right. Any last bit of wisdom? Because I feel like you're full of it right now.
Probably just...
You're so blotchy right now.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
It's because I laughed. And thunder beads.
We talked about aphrodisiac.
We talked about thunder beads. Hey, you know what? My words of wisdom is... Thunder beads rock your world. You go for it.
You do you.
You do.
Absolutely.
You.
All right, everyone. Until next time, be questionably awesome. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.